Yeah, kia ora, Noel.
Kia ora, Amanda. Nice to be here.
It's fantastic. I have for possibly, I'll show my age here, I've possibly felt the horror of Gloria Vale burning into my soul for about the last 50 years when it was first the Christian community. So I am really excited that something so profound has been made that doesn't belittle the people that are involved and really explores what's going on in Gloria Vale.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. We that is definitely what we set out to do in making the film. And, you know, the film definitely goes to some dark places, but we didn't want to make a sensationalized doom and gloom sort of film. We wanted it to be about people and the people behind the place, and we wanted to make a hopeful film, really, and a film that sort of looks to the future and looks at what a place like Gloria Vale could be.
I also felt like you allowed the people their own voice, which is really interesting that an organisation that's so wrapped in power and control, it was really nice to see how profoundly intelligent the people were that were involved in the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the Reddy family, who for those listening that don't know anything about the film follows the Reddy family as they sort of mount a legal action against the Gloria Vale community, and they're just incredible people. They're incredibly intelligent, incredibly fierce, and really as filmmakers, we just got so lucky in finding them, because we couldn't have asked for better subjects. You know, we came across John's story and we knew straight away here's a great story worth telling. And then from there, it just got better and better as we then discovered Virginia's story and then their mother's story, Sharon. As far as the people that we follow, they're just an incredible bunch.
I know, and the kind of legal story around what's going on for some people may have suddenly become much more familiar with the sort of terrible conditions that people are kind of kept in this space that is worth millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I think for a long time, you know, people, Gloria Vale have been in the news for a long time and people hear little snippets, but you never really get the full story of what's going on or see the big picture of what's behind it. And, you know, when you dig down into their sort of organizational structure, they're a big organization with, you know, millions of dollars. And then yet you have community members sort of living in subpar living conditions and just not being taken care of properly. So you really do start to see that the people behind the organization aren't running it the way it should be run.
No, and I think that's a really interesting thing is the idea that such an organization could exist within the public eye and the public sphere for so long and really have no consequences of how people are treated.
I couldn't believe it. We couldn't believe it when we first started looking into what was going on. You know, that was one of the biggest things that drew me to the story was, you know, how does a place like this exist in New Zealand in 2022? And then once you start looking at the facts and you wonder how or why the government hasn't stepped in or why no one's doing anything about the place. And it's good to see now that some change is happening. People are starting to ask questions and really examine what's going on. And it's really great to see some change happening. But in the meantime, though, there's lots of people that are living inside there that are suffering and do need some help.
Yeah, I think that the long history of kind of child sexual abuse has been known about for a long time, and sort of that sort of context as well is really difficult. I suppose the thing that I found really interesting about the film was how much space was in it. It's beautifully shot. I felt that the story had been really honoured, and that it was a story just required visiting. It really required visiting. You know, there's so much interest in true life crime stories and podcasts and all of this kind of stuff, and yet here was this system that was operating with impunity, it seems, within the South Island Te Waipounamu, just tracking along with over 600 members.
Yeah. Going into the film, we because it is a story about a cult, and there's lots of stories about cults out there, and to be honest, I'm not a big fan of cult films and TV shows. It's not my, you know, if I was to choose something to put on, I wouldn't choose a cult film, but this story was just so powerful and the characters were so powerful, and we wanted to do it in a way as well that did give the subject space to share their story and do it in a way where they had agency over their story. You know, I think that was really important to us from the very start, that, you know, for so long these people haven't had a voice and haven't had a chance to share their story. So we wanted to make this give them an opportunity to finally, you know, share their truth.
I think it's an utterly coherent piece. It's really compelling. It was really reassuring for me to see all of that kind of story explored, because, you know, genuinely many people became involved because of the different lifestyle, of the opportunities when it first started out. And I have, within my role in education, come across a lot of, like, I deal with, you know, a lot of people who have really strong connections, familial connections with, or have left, or, and some who have recently left. And so it's very reassuring to me that the story is about hope, actually. That was very cool. And it was also very cool to me that you got some pretty good funding or recognition somewhere along the way from the Khan people as well. How did that work?
Yeah, so we were really blown away to be selected for the Khan Docs in Progress, where New Zealand's, well, countries from around the world put together little delegations of films and documentaries to go and pitch at the Khan Festival, and so we were one of the New Zealand films that was selected this year, and I wasn't able to make it, unfortunately, but my co-director Fergus Grady was able to get over there and spread the word and pitch it. But we've been really lucky. We've had so much great support from both the New Zealand Film Commission and Screen Australia and Film Victoria, and it's as an official Australian New Zealand co-production, we've just had great support from all of our funding partners, which has been good, really good to see, you know. And as independent filmmakers, we've been working on this for about 2.5 years now, and most of that was sort of self-funded along the way, and then finally, you know, we were lucky enough to secure some funding towards the end of the project. But yeah, it really goes a long way for us to be able to make and keep making these sorts of stories.
And I think it's a kind of a universal story, you know, that the vulnerability of people and people's desire to be part of a community, and what happens when regulatory authorities like the government, you know, are not really proactive in really helping, supporting people. The interesting thing is that Gloria Vale has continued for such a long time that the film highlights that idea that people are generationally involved as well. And it's almost, you know, these closed kind of sets exist throughout the world. And it was fascinating to me to see that people had really backed something that is not every day, but it is really uncomfortable and has parallels, I think, in COVID times with people, you know, being kind of radicalized through social media into these like very sort of narrow, dark corners. And so I think it's an amazing opportunity that the film festival's picked it up and they're playing it in the Theatre Royal on Saturday night. Because that's a big theatre and there will be a lot of people from this community who are curious, you know, and interested. I think I hope it gets a really solid run.
Yeah, we're really excited to be playing the New Zealand International Film Festival at Christchurch on Saturday. And we'll have lots of people afterwards for a Q&A. So I'm sure there'll be lots of questions. You know, there's so many issues that the film, you know, touches on, but to really dig deep and talk about them will be really interesting, I think, for an audience to come along.
I think it's fascinating. Q&As after a film are just such a thing. What time is it playing in Christchurch?
It is 5:45 at Christchurch this Saturday.
Whoa! So people need to get themselves along, leave their kind of weird misconceptions at the door, rush out and see this film and have this great Q&A session afterwards. It's absolutely fascinating. I'd like to thank you so much for your time. And I really appreciated that you were willing to go there. It's such a generous piece on behalf of everybody who's been involved. It's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Thank you. And hope to see everyone there on Saturday.